What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. We came from beneath the sea, as always. I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon, and it smells like fruit roll-ups in here.
I like fruit roll-up.
Fruit.
What episode are we on? 86?
Something like that.
80-something?
85, 86, something like that.
About 20 feet.
I think it's a carrot.
You dig a six-foot hole, how deep is it?
Yeah, I'd say about 20 feet.
I think it's a carrot.
I fucking love Beetlejuice, man.
I don't know nothing about carrots. I don't know nothing about
that. I could
that.
Use a slice. Yeah. I'll take a slice. All right. We're back after a two-week hiatus again.
It's been 2 weeks, right?
It's been a week.
No, a week.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's been the longest week in the fucking world, then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's felt pretty long. Goose is in the blinds.
I told somebody the other day, maybe. So there's just shit's going on at work, and clients are giving us shit, and I told somebody I got a free colonoscopy at work the other day, and they're like, you got a free colonoscopy? That doesn't seem safe.
Your dad?
Your dad? But, shit's been sucking.
Yeah. Zach and I saw the new Batman.
Yep.
I didn't. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
It was good.
So
it's good.
We can't really say too much because Bailey hasn't seen it, but yes, it was good. I would say top three.
I'd say it's Pattinson is probably my new favorite Batman.
I've heard the argument that I've heard people say it's better than The Dark Knight, and I've heard people say like it's on par with The Dark Knight.
I think it's on par with
I've seen
Knight.
A lot of people like reevaluate The Dark Knight because like when it came out, it was like, oh yeah, this is the best Batman movie.
Yeah.
Thanks, Goose.
Yeah, like, yeah, I think that Pattinson's probably the best Batman so far.
Yeah.
I can't say he's the best Bruce Wayne because this isn't really a spoiler or anything, but you don't really see him as Bruce Wayne too much.
Which is good because I'm tired of, like, the, I don't know when it became a Batman trope, like, you know, it's the suit scene where he's at a gala or a party or whatever,
or
a business
meeting.
Or you
have to watch the origin story where his parents get killed.
Oh, you don't see that in this one?
No.
It's already like established, like, hey, you know, we know what happened to Martha and Thomas.
They've established him as, like, he's been Batman for a minute.
He's been Batman for almost 2 years.
Cool. Yeah.
I did see somebody, like, took a video in the theater of him jumping off something and flying. I like that it's, like, a practical wingsuit.
Yep.
Instead of, like, in how Nolan's Batman had, like, the little claw things that went on the cape.
That's the thing I like about Pattinson's Batman is, like, a lot of his technology is somewhat realistic.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I like, and I heard, like, it's grounded in realism. Like,
yeah, like it's like a neo-noir detective story.
That just makes me want to watch it more now.
A lot of true crime elements in this new Batman. A lot of true crime.
Well, the Riddler looks like the fucking Zodiac Killer. Like,
I remember when they dropped the trailer and they're like, oh my God, is that Hush? You know?
Right, right.
But then it was like, no, it's Riddler. He's just got a new look.
I did see somebody on Twitter. They didn't spoil anything, but they were like, I think the Batman is setting up either the Court of Owls or Hush. And I'm like, okay.
I don't know if they'll do Hush. I just watched the Hush animated movie.
Oh, there is a Hush movie, isn't there?
I don't know if they'll do Hush at this point, but it would have been cool.
Hush would fit in Pattinson's Batman universe. Court of Owls would fit really well.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping they do something different like Court of Owls, you know. Something we're not, like, expecting,
The story where something happens and it's not like a main storyline, but it's like Alfred and his friends were the villains the whole time.
I'd have to look into it.
But like it was like Alfred would play dress up every night just to make Bruce feel like he was making a difference.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think that'd be a really cool animated movie.
Speaking of Alfred, Andy Serkis did pretty good.
Oh, he's
great.
He's Alfred.
Like, I still think Michael Caine's the best one.
Master Wayne.
For what we saw of, like, Andy Serkis, he did really good.
Well, that's good.
One other thing I will say about the Batman, it's, like, a really huge high point for me. Batman is literally in every scene of his movie.
Really?
It is called The Batman for a reason. He is in every fucking scene, and it is awesome.
Yeah. There's no, like, extended scenes of, like, the Riddler or anything?
Not really.
Without the Batman, obviously?
I mean, there's scenes that, like,
that don't have the Batman.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he's in.
It doesn't go that long.
It's not like Godzilla where you see Godzilla for two fucking
seconds.
He's
literally in, like, I'd say 97% of this movie.
That's good.
He is in every fucking bit of it.
I have some news stuff, not like heavy shit, but it's stuff that needs said. Anything else on the Batman?
No. It's good. Go see it if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'll see it soon, for sure. You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, so Scream 6 has a release date already.
That worries me.
March 31st, 2023.
Dude, if they call it Scream 6, I'm going to be shitty.
I'm
going to be so shitty.
A&W, you know, the root beer, the burger joint, they made a fake poster, and it was an ice cream cone. It was I Scream. I saw that on Twitter yesterday. they do a lot of joke posts with AEW. They'll retweet a lot of their shit, and I think that's hilarious.
They're kind of like Wendy's, where they're just trolling on the internet
up,
all day.
Yeah.
That worries me that it already has a release date.
Well, the script is already written, I hear, and Courtney Cox is coming back. It's been confirmed. Yeah. If she doesn't die in this one, I'm going to be a little upset.
I think I don't know how many more films they're going to do before they either just, kill off all the legacy characters and then let the franchise breathe for like 5 to 10 years or whatever.
Yeah, well, what I'm seeing is a consensus that people don't want it to be in Woodsboro anymore.
Yeah,
I feel like if it opened up in Woodsboro, someone died, the rest of the movie takes place somewhere else, I'd be okay.
Well, you know,
they need to do is they need to just get rid of the legacy characters and focus on this new cast of kids that lived in this.
I was gonna say that, like,
new one.
You know, at the end of Scream 5, it seemed like they were leaving Woodsboro, and you know, Gale doesn't live there anymore, and Sydney doesn't live there anymore.
Right.
So
I just
maybe it won't be in Woodsboro.
I think either someone they need to ride off into the sunset, or they need to die a bloody fucking death. Because I'm just we need some fresh faces, and I like the fresh
kill
faces
them both.
We had in Scream
kill them
5.
Both in Scream 6, and then just let Jenna Ortega and the other girl take over.
Yep.
And the twins, I guess.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, Paramount just like on their Twitter just dropped out of the blue like, hey, Scream 6 is coming next year. But along with in the news with a Bob Marley biopic. Biopic, whatever the word is. They were like, yep, here you go.
That Bob Marley biopic will probably be coming out on like Peacock.
Maybe. Yeah. Some.
Something like that.
Which is cool. I mean, I like everyone. Everyone likes Bob Marley.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, did you guys see? This isn't related to Scream, but it is kind of weird. They're making an I Am Legend sequel with Will Smith.
Yeah.
He died at the end of that movie. Unless you watch the extended cut where he finds a way out.
The alternate ending, yeah.
Yeah.
An alternate ending.
That's probably what they're going to go with. Either that or it's going to be a prequel.
No, it's a confirmed sequel.
Oh.
But Michael B. Jordan's going to be in it, and I have a theory that he's going to be playing the little kid. Well, he wasn't African-American. He was Mexican, wasn't he?
I don't know.
That family, that family was Mexican that came and lived with him for the last, like, 30 minutes of that movie. So I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be good enough for Will Smith to come back, I guess. So.
Yeah, or he's just desperate for money, which...
I don't think Will Smith's desperate
for money. Will Smith has fuck you money.
Yeah. Hopefully the zombie vampires don't look like PlayStation graphics.
Dude, even in, 2007 when that came out? They didn't
Something
look bad.
Like
I like
for the
I
time,
Am Legend.
Yeah, I'm sure they looked fucking
I need
phenomenal.
To watch it.
You
want to
know why they don't look bad? Because you barely see them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. There's one I remember. It's when it gets in his face and screams. That's the only one that looks like shit.
Yeah, it looks like dog shit.
But that movie, I love that movie so much.
And then he had to kill the baby.
Watching that at 7 years old in a movie theater really put some perspective in my life.
Yeah.
Not the dog.
Not the dog.
The ending of the novella is fucking just
I want to read that.
Makes you want to curl up into a ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody dies.
Everybody.
Just like the message, the message of the ending is just kind of like, huh, fuck.
Aha!
Yeah.
This put a niche in my mouth. Only a 12-gauge could scratch.
Yeah, pretty much.
I said that to somebody the other day, and they looked at me like I needed to go to therapy.
Well, I mean, that's not something you say to like people on a normal basis. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, it's somebody I'm friends with, and they were just like, "You good?"
Yeah.
No. Anyway, Alien.
Alien.
One more thing, man. Fucking Fall Camp Blood's coming out.
Yeah, we gotta promote our friend's movie.
I'm in the movie.
He's in the movie.
Our co-hosts is in the movie, and then the leaders of the podcast network and our friends.
Yeah, so Friday, Friday, May 13th is a Friday the 13th. Only one of this year, I believe.
Yep.
Sweet. The Fall of Camp Blood's releasing. Same weekend as Evil Dead the game.
Yep.
So, you know, when you queuing up before the evening, just throw that on, watch it. It'll be good.
I'm pretty excited for the Fall of Camp Blood.
I'm excited to see the final product and how it's all cut together.
Like, I supported their, is it Indiegogo or Kickstarter?
We did both.
Yeah, I got one of the Blu-rays, I think.
I have a Blu-ray and a VHS. I already have my mask.
So, yeah. So,
very nice.
But,
I'm sure it'll be good.
I'm excited. I'm, like, dreading the scenes that I'm in. The one of my scenes I know is going to be fine because I was really confident when we did that and shot it. It was great. Brent did great. But my other scene, I'm like,
eh, you'll be all right.
It's a fan film, so I'm not really like too worried about it. But like,
it's not like, you know, Martin Scorsese directed this.
He's going to see that. Martin Scorsese is going to be watching this and be like, yep, he fucking sucks.
I got to get him for my next movie.
Sure.
Yeah. Plus, you know, like, you know, this is a Friday the 13th fan film, so it's supposed to, you know, pay homage to those old school cheesy gems, I guess.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not calling Riley's movie cheesy. I don't know.
I don't know if he took it
seriously or what, but
it's, I'd say it's in the middle. Yeah. There are some cheesy parts with the dialogue, but the kills are great. I really like seeing some of those come together.
Yeah. He said there's going to be another trailer soon too.
Yeah, a little teaser. Come in April, I think he said.
So, yeah, y'all look out for that.
We'll be sharing it on our socials for sure when that drops.
Yep.
I'll be sharing it everywhere.
So, yeah, y'all.
We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the sponsor of this episode, Raise Energy. Raise offers a zero-sugar, no-crash guaranteed product with many different flavors. They're not promising magic in a can or a miracle potion, and they're retailing for under $30 per case, while the big-name brands are charging upwards of $35 or even more per case. If you're interested in trying out their product and giving us a little bit of that kickback from your purchase, use the link in the episode description and use our code, capital letters here, WCFBTS, for a 15% off discount at your checkout. Once again, that is WCFBTS for a 15% off at checkout. Thank you, Raise Energy, for sponsoring this episode, the continued support of our show, and I hope you listeners indulge yourself and get yourself a nice, clean energy drink.
Here we go with Alien 4, everybody's favorite Alien movie.
I actually liked more in this than I thought I would. I liked some of the action, like the dude who had the fucking wrist guns.
Yeah, some of the mercenaries weren't bad.
I like them. Ron Perlman's a fucking idiot in this movie.
Yeah. Essentially what he is.
Ron Perlman and like Winona Ryder are very like one-noted characters.
Oh, for sure.
I think they were honestly
kind of wasted. Joss Whedon also wrote this, and Joss Whedon currently is under a lot of scrutiny for being just a huge fuckhead.
Joss Whedon fucking sucks.
Oh, you even hate Joss Whedon?
Yeah, fuck Joss Whedon, man.
I know you love Buffy, and that's kind of his baby.
I love Buffy, but that's about the only thing of his that I like.
How could you not dislike him at this point, you know?
I know, he's just a fucking shit.
He's a dickhead,
human being,
man. He's just fucking, he's trash.
Take out the trash. But yeah, this, it doesn't feel like an Alien movie. Like, we've just covered three entries into this franchise, and this, like, tonally is entirely different.
It's very different. It's more action-packed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how exactly.
And the shitty one-liners, I'm like, this is not Alien.
Ripley, Brandon and I were talking off mic about it, and he said it best. I mean, she's a completely different character in this movie.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because she is like a polar opposite, almost.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, like, I don't know what they did to, like, get her to sign on to play Ripley again.
Money.
Obviously money, yeah. But it seems like, because when you hear about her experience with Alien 3. Alien Cubed, whatever.
Alien Cubed.
Seems like she just straight up didn't want to fucking do that shit ever again.
Yeah.
Because, like, not only did she commit and shave her head for the role and everything, and then they told her, oh, you know, all of the shooting's done, and then, like, 6 months later, they had to bring
her back. We need you to come back.
So fucking doing that again.
She had to wear, like, a bald cap for comeback scenes, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand why she just didn't wear a bald cap to begin with. Bald caps don't look that bad.
Some actors and actresses just like to fully commit. That's probably what she did.
Especially with the money they were paying her.
Yeah, probably.
She said, fuck it.
But yeah, this, I can't remember the fella who wrote this. Or Joss Whedon wrote it. I directed it.
I think he's a French filmmaker.
He is French. I just don't remember. It's Jean something, I think.
I know it came out in 96 or 97.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry. I had a YouTube video queued up.
This movie, I'll keep talking while you guys are looking up. So the movie kind of starts, to preface it, we're 200 years in the future from where we were.
Jean-Pierre Junet.
Yeah, Jean-Pierre Junet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jean.
Yeah, we're 200 years in the future from where we stopped off in Alien 3.
Yep.
The real Ripley's dead.
Yep, they took her corpse and cloned it.
Did we ever find out, did she just die from like old age or something?
No,
or?
She dies at the end of Alien 3.
Oh, you're right. I'm so fucking stupid.
She jumps into the
lead. Yeah. The lead foundry.
Molten
lead.
And so they get her out of the lead, which her corpse looks fine for being fucking dipped in lead, first off.
Yep.
But they they clone her body to extract the alien queen that was in her body.
Yes.
But there was a complication in the fact that their DNA mixed, and so now the Ripley is like part alien and the queen is part
edgy
human.
Now.
Yep. And like the opening scene is, you see like this clone growing, and all of a sudden it looks like Ripley.
Yeah,
and they're doing the laser surgery,
scene's cool.
The laser scalpel is just so fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think that scene's really cool with like the effects. Mm-hmm. You get the little BB. Yeah.
You see the meme where it's like Daniel and then cooler
Daniel.
Like,
yeah,
that's Ripley. It's Ripley and cool Ripley.
Yeah,
that's what. This
Brad
is.
Dourif, fucking
he's
nut
like the,
in this movie.
He's like the chief scientist.
Yeah,
in
something
this.
Like that.
He comes off as like likable, and then he like starts abusing the aliens, and I'm like, well, you know, they're kind of shit.
He like features, gives the aliens like fuck me eyes. He's like,
Well, the thing about these aliens that's so different is like they're kind of domesticated almost. Like
a little bit.
They're trying to train them to use them as like a weapon for the military.
Of course,
this movie is like the farthest they've gotten with this idea because it's in every fucking alien movie.
The solution was flex tape.
Weyland Yutani's like, listen, we have to do.
By the way, in the extended special edition of this movie, information is let out that Weyland Yutani does not exist anymore. It was bought by Walmart.
Yes, bought by Walmart. I remember
that. The biggest corporation in the galaxy
gets bought out by
fucking Walmart.
Fucking Walmart is trying to weaponize xenomorphs.
Yep.
What the
good?
Fuck?
I mean, have you heard of some of like the fishy shit Walmart does?
No,
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, motherfucker, no.
You didn't hear like the family that owns them are like some of the fishiest people
no.
on the planet?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, probably they're fucking corporate millionaires.
They're shitty. Yeah. They're shit-tier people, for sure.
Well, all millionaires are shit-tier people, except for Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a saint.
We watched a documentary about the family that
owns Waltons?
Walmart. Yeah, in econ in high school.
Yeah, I never watched that. Yeah. You had...
I had Mr. Hofer.
I didn't have him.
Yeah.
I had a shitty econ teacher. Anyway, this Ripley movie. Is now a captive.
Yeah, they...
Well... "Quote unquote Ripley, Ripley right. 8, because she's the 8th clone
of Ripley. She's the only successful clone.
Which some of those clones Ripley. Toward the end of the movie, gnarly.
They remind me of the motherfuckers from The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah, yeah. One of them straight looks like Nemesis from Resident Evil 2.
Yeah,
it doesn't have any eyes. It's just teeth.
The remake, you like the remake one?
Yeah,
where
they're
like mutated instead of like you know just.
I always think of Brain, the one in the chair.
Yeah, like. In the original Hills Have Eyes, they're just like savages. You
add
know?
That
yeah.
that's on the list of remakes that are actually good.
Oh, do
the
I
Hills
love
Have Eyes remake?
I love the Hills Have Eyes remake.
A lot of people, didn't like the fact that they went with mutants instead of just like barbaric savage
inbred.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I'm just like, I don't know. I didn't mind it. I mean,
it works still.
Like, they're like the result of like nuclear testing.
Yeah,
and shit.
It still works.
Yeah,
but yeah,
and they're scarier.
Oh,
opinion,
for sure.
So.
It's kind of like weird. Ripley's like, I think of this movie. This movie, if you're into that sort of thing, this movie would be a good double feature with like Splice or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Come to think of it,
or we need like, to talk. We need to do a commentary on Splice.
Oh God.
Or
dude.
Like some of like the first couple of Resident Evil movies or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, maybe like Resident Evil 2 or something.
Like Ripley is very I hate to sound weird. She's like overly sensual.
Yeah,
like her eyes are always like. You want this?
Yeah.
I feel like the whole time I was watching the movie, I was like, I hope they paid her a lot. I'm sure they did.
Good for her.
Good for her.
But so the story is going, so like these mercenaries are dropping off cargo, which the cargo is people in hypersleep.
Yep.
They get paid for it. Ripley's there doing her thing, getting studied and shit. They're also studying the xenomorphs.
They're trying to weaponize them.
Yeah, and Brad Dourif is leading that team.
He's the lead scientist.
The queen aliens just dropping babies.
And for some reason, the clone of Ripley still has access to all of her former memories.
It would make sense,
I guess,
in a way. If you're going to take the biological makeup of somebody and then clone them, I mean.
But yeah, but if it grows from a baby, how does it? I don't know. I'm not a.
Well, she's vat grown, isn't she?
Yeah, but like still from a baby into it. You know what I mean?
I mean, she's vat grown. So they probably they could have like wiped her memories. They could have done that.
I don't know.
But I don't know.
Don't know.
You would think with like if they're cloning her from what she used to be, her brain development, like her brain structure would be the exact same.
I suppose.
So she would have all the same memories.
Yeah, I suppose. But obviously shit goes, you know, haywire. And
as it always does.
Yeah, you know, it's an alien movie.
I love the scene where like the queen is like giving her call to like, hey, let's fuck shit up, like her screech, and the three aliens that are in the cell with like Brad Dourif watching
just chew his fucking head open.
Or like the two, there's three of them in there. The two of them look at each other and then look at the third one, and the third one's like, "What are we looking at?"
That could have been a Cinnamon Toast Crunch commercial. I swear to God.
And they all, the two of them go in on the third one and kill him.
Yeah, and that's just so melt, funny. Just to melt a hole in the floor.
Yeah, that's my favorite scene in the whole
movie.
That
is a good scene. I want to talk about the basketball scene first to get all the goofy shit out of the way.
Yeah,
that. So, oh my God.
I guess Sigourney Weaver, like, I guess they went through a few takes before she got that shot.
Dozens, but she actually did that over the head shot.
Yeah, that was the last one they took, and they got her to do it.
That Ron Perlman, she's like face to face with Ron Perlman, she's like, "Fuck me."
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm like, please no. Please stop.
We don't
please
need to see that.
Ron Perlman.
We don't need to think
I'm uncomfy.
And Ron Perlman's like, all right.
Yeah. But, you know. Ron Perlman, hold on, buddy. Hellboy's just around the corner.
It's a carrot. Ron Perlman, your big break's coming up. I'm telling you.
It's right there, man.
But, the queen now mixed with human DNA. Well, first, those people, they trafficked onto the ship.
Yeah, they're test subjects.
They ritualistically impregnate them with eggs.
Yep.
Which is fucked up.
Yep.
Just imagine. Waking up from hypersleep.
Real shit.
Yep. And then the mercenaries get in trouble because Winona Ryder sneaks off and...
Yeah. And sees some shit she wasn't supposed to.
Yep.
The real Ellen Ripley died 200 years
ago.
And so
then the mercenaries have to kill most of the ship crew.
Yeah. It's
that dude with the fucking wrist guns, man. That shit's
it
balling.
It is pretty cool. The guy in the automated chair that has like the shotgun parts in his chair.
Cool. Oh, yeah. The mechanic guy.
Yeah. He's cool.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman like straight up open mouth kisses that dude at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the queen now has human DNA, obviously, because the... chest burster that was in Ripley, I guess, was a queen embryo.
Yeah.
So they made a new queen.
That's
and
the
Ripley
baby
even
they...
tells everybody like she's gonna breed.
Yeah.
Earlier in the movie, she's like, it's just what they do.
Yeah.
And so she gives birth like a human now.
Yeah. She has a womb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I was like, how is she having like all these babies?
Her egg sac becomes like a giant womb essentially, and she has a. She has a fucking humanoid xenomorph hybrid
called the newborn
baby. That baby has a vagina. It's there.
Like tits, too.
Yep. It's...
You are one ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a little freaky looking.
And so they shoot it.
It's all slimy and grimy.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
So, dude, just the newborn is just gross. And it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, its eyes are, like, way sunken in, but it's just, like, two black circles.
It's two black beady eyes, like Elmer from Brain Damage.
Yep.
Hello,
I like how it just turns around and just, like, cuts the fucking alien queen's head off.
He's like, you, thank you for birthing me. Goodbye.
Fing!
Oh, son! What the jerk? But the xenomorphs in this movie are like way advanced too.
They're like dogs.
They can swim now.
They like run on all fours.
I like how I like the way the xenomorphs look in this movie.
They look great.
I think they still look really good.
They're slimier in this
movie. They look very like slimy and grimy, and I like it.
They look like every few seconds they have
it fits the it fits like the lighting and the atmosphere of this movie really well, because this movie like the lighting's very like yellowish in a sense, like kind of a like a
kind of what you'd expect on a spaceship.
Yeah, like a piss yellow, you know.
And that's, it's kind of like what they
like a piss yellow. Yeah,
like that's what it is. What it is.
It's kind of like what they did with Scream 4, where they just put Vaseline on the fucking camera lens or whatever.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know. I haven't seen Scream 4 in a long time.
Oh man, like the whatever kind of filter they used for that. I don't think it was necessary. To be honest,
I'd have to rewatch Scream 4.
That's like one of my biggest issues with that movie.
Yeah.
Or the fucking seeing this movie where like everybody's trying to evacuate and the xenomorph gets into the escape pod. No boy just like rolls a grenade into the escape pod.
Also, is it a grenade or a bomb? Because he has a fucking detonator. That's not how grenades
work. I think it's a bomb.
It's gotta supposed be a bomb. To be. But that was pretty dog.
And
that
then
was
he gets
cool.
fucking bit in the back of the head and he like pulls his brains out of the back of his head.
Yep. Is it this? I do like the head inside of the head, the mouth.
Yeah.
Them cool.
But there's a couple of scenes in this movie I really like. Like the one I was saying, like the xenomorphs go in on the third one. I think that's funny as fuck. I don't know why. It's so comical
it's
the
they
way
needed
it's
the acid to get out of it.
The way they lead that scene, it's so comical because they both just kind of look at each other and then look at the third one. The third one's like, "What the dog doing?
What's up, guys?"
He was the dumb one.
The third one's like, money.
Third one's like, Third one's like, "Oh, what's that?"
Yeah.
The scene when Ripley discovers all her clones, it's kind of heartbreaking. Like, I think that scene is really well acted.
Yeah.
One of them's still alive.
Then she burns them to the ground
for death.
Kill me.
They might actually all be alive. It's just a lot of them are in, like, the
vats.
Vats and all fucked up looking.
Yep.
So, yeah, Ripley.
We get some fake Ripley boobs.
Yep. Yeah. Ripley torches those motherfuckers.
We get Winona Ryder as the droid in this movie.
Yeah, you find out she's an android.
And everyone's like, she's a Gen 2.
She's a broke droid.
And the guy that plays Tuco for Breaking Bad, and he's like, I never thought I'd see one of these.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but yeah, Tuco Salamanca's in this movie.
What was the significant thing about Gen 2 androids? I can't remember.
I can't remember the name, but they were the Gen 1 androids built these androids.
Ah, gotcha.
There's a name. I can't remember it.
See, I watched this movie last week because I thought we were recording last week.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. So it's been a minute.
You know, but it's all good. So now I'm just kind of like,
But, so there's this really cool underwater sequence. Probably the best sequence in the movie.
It is pretty cool.
And I guess everyone learned how to hold their breath for a long period of time because everybody is actually underwater in this scene.
Yeah.
Which is dope.
They build a big ass.
Ripley's swimming like a dog. She's fucking paddling with her hands.
They build a big ass tank.
Yep.
The only thing that would have made that scene better is if, like, the Super Mario 64 water theme started playing. Yeah. I'd have been like, hell yeah! It's the best movie.
The best movie, man.
Yeah.
That's where the guy with the two guns dies. He, like, falls off the ladder and dies.
Yeah, he didn't have to.
Nah, he didn't
but
have
he
to,
did.
But he did.
Dumbass.
Stupid.
Fun fact, Winona Ryder gets killed in this scene, but not really. She come back.
But not really, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
the guy in charge shoots her.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm Dirty Dan.
She does like an emotional fall.
Yeah. It's all dramatic.
Somehow gets back up there.
They all get to the top, and then she's already at the top. She's like, hi, guys.
Hi, how
she's
are
like,
you?
Hello, I am Bleeding Milk. And they're like, oh, you are an android.
Oh, you are not real.
Oh, she's an android. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Was that really? Did you really need to do
that's
that?
That's a lot of this shit. Like even with Ripley, like they talk about Ripley being like part alien, and you see that a little bit where she like cuts herself and like bleeds on the wire and
wiring.
Melts it.
Yeah.
And it's like okay, we see that, but that's like all you ever hear about it ever again.
Straight up.
Yeah, from that point on, she's just a good guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's like, not kicking ass and taking names.
Because, like, the way the movie makes you feel is, like, it makes you feel like maybe she's going to fucking turn heel.
She's going to turn heel.
Yep, and fucking kill somebody, but no.
What is it she says? Like, she says, who do I have to fuck to get off this spaceship or something?
Yeah, like, that's not Ripley.
Yeah, that's not Ripley at all.
At all.
And it's like, huh, I see.
Who wrote this? A man. Yeah,
who wrote
a man.
A man.
A man.
A white man.
Josh Whedon, to be exact.
Yeah. Yep. A bald white man.
A bald white man.
The worst kind.
The ending confrontation of this movie is kind of, it's weird. Well, like, the newborn, he's ugly as shit, or it is ugly
as
shit.
It's kind of an easy way out.
Yeah.
They wrote it in the easy
way. Oh, no, there's a hole in the hull of the ship, and he gets sucked out.
Oh, no, the shitty CGI on the outside, but the crystal clear practical effects on the inside. Whatever will we do?
And the thing calls Ripley Mama, and you're just like...
They, like, cuddle each other's faces for a second.
Oh, yeah.
I was like...
Ripley, yeah, the newborn's like, that's my mom.
Mama. No.
Mama. Ripley's like, no.
No.
God damn.
You gotta leave now. You had your mom. You killed her.
Yep, you killed your mama. Which, I mean, like, the alien queen just kind of died like a bitch.
Technically,
like,
that's his grandma.
Grandma.
I mean, the thing came out of there, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
But the thing that came out of the thing came out of Ripley. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it gets blown out the goddamn hole in the wall and turns into
Haven't seen that before.
Turns into ravioli.
Ravioli.
They've done that, what, three times? That was like the third time they've done that in this franchise so far. Maybe y'all should come up with a different
I was sitting there thinking when I saw that. I was like, you know the scene where that exact shit happens in Jason X? And Jason X, it looks better.
Yeah.
And you know your movie fucks up when the shit from Jason X looks better. Because that shit looked bad.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite Friday movies, but...
It's probably one of my favorites, too. It's in my top three.
That shit looks really bad.
I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, it's good.
All the CGI, like... The only, like, thing that looked, like, real practical in that movie that looked really good was the face smash.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
God damn.
And that's like what a lot of people say is like one of their favorite kills of the franchise, mine included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Even though Mythbusters proved it wrong, but, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
All right. So we've reached the end of the movie.
Mythbusters needs to stop clowning around with my horror movies.
Yeah.
Proving it wrong.
You know?
You know,
you know,
I didn't hate this movie as much as I thought I would.
It's bad, but it's enjoyable.
Yeah, like, I enjoyed the time. Yeah.
It's not a movie I hate. Like, you guys heard me talking, like, there's things about this movie I like.
For sure.
Yeah.
Is it the best Alien movie? Fuck no. This
is that
like,
a 10
this
out of 10? Fuck no.
No, fuck no. Fuck. Like, this is the worst Alien movie, I think, in the franchise.
Straight up, dude, I'm giving this a 6. Like...
I'm going 5.
5? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I give it a 5.
Okay.
Yeah. 5, I think, is fair.
People probably more judgmental of this than we are. They're
I think,
oh, my God. 0. -3.
Because I think we all rewatched this before we did this.
Yeah.
And, like, people out there who hate Alien Resurrection, give it, like, just think about giving it a rewatch.
Ooh, baby.
Like, I think you'll rewatch it and be like, okay, this thing's a piece of shit, but it's not as big as a piece of shit.
I guess
as
just
I thought.
I guess right. Just don't think of Ripley as Ripley.
Yeah, it's Ripley, but same, but different.
Yeah.
Yep. She did go down.
She do go down.
She do go down.
I was surprised too that, you know, she didn't die at the end of this.
Yeah, I kind of am too.
I was like, but she's not in any more of the movies though, right?
They left that very open. I mean, this movie did not do well.
The next movie after, well, in the Alien timeline is Prometheus.
Yeah.
Which
well,
is
not
a
the timeline,
prequel.
But chronologically.
It's a prequel.
And then so then the next one in the timeline would be Covenant, which she's not in, is she?
No.
I haven't seen that one.
Prometheus and Covenant take place, I think, like 100 or 200 years before the events of Alien.
Oh, okay. So they're not in the same timeline. Okay, then that's
I mean, same
that's
timeline,
okay.
But not forward.
Yeah, not after resurrection.
Yeah,
before.
Like Prometheus is supposed to set up like the engineers and like the people who made the Xenomorphs.
Yeah.
That's what Prometheus and Alien Covenant.
Prometheus is the one that, what's his name? Ridley Scott made, and he's like, I don't want any aliens in it.
He wanted to do a whole franchise about Alien, but with no aliens, just the androids. And it's like, why call it Alien then, you fucking jackass?
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
So, anything else about Alien Resurrection?
I can respect him for, like, you know, because I do kind of like the creature features where, you know, you're building up anticipation to see the monsters, but I know that that's not really the formula they went with Prometheus. It's like, you know, engineers.
Ridley was like, see this thing that garnered millions of dollars? Watch me ruin it.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, we'll talk about it next week, but I don't hate Prometheus. I don't.
It's not bad.
It's a slow burn, like, different. Like, if you're a sci-fi fan, you'll like Prometheus.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you don't think about it like it's supposed to be part of Aliens, it's not a bad sci-fi.
If you
sci-fi
take the concept it's built off and just
don't fucking think about it.
Works. It just works.
I mean, it really does. It works better as, like, a solo, standalone sci-fi film.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, there's no talk of the Xenomorphs, like, at all.
Right. It's all about, like, these bitches called engineers.
It's like the engineers. Like, it's all about
them. You said
they're
robots?
They're not robots.
They're like an advanced race of alien that are more humanoid.
Yeah, and they're kind of the theory. The running theory is, like, they're responsible for all life in the universe.
Yep. You'll see when we watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen Prometheus or Covenant, so.
I think you'll like Covenant more than Prometheus, because I like Covenant more than Prometheus.
Yeah, I mean, people had problems with Covenant, too, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, we're going to cover both of those
maybe
next
I
week.
Won't
yeah,
see
we're going to.
Problem, I don't know.
Same episode.
Yeah, we're going to do two movies next week.
Yep.
Just double.
Get them
feature
out of the way. It works better that way, though, to do Prometheus and Alien Covenant together.
Because they're more related hours. Than the rest than the others are.
We got to watch 6 hours of movies.
Yeah, there.
And cover them in one episode.
Yeah, there. So, one more thing before we start wrapping up. If you guys like what you're hearing, we do have a Patreon for the Slashcast Podcast Network. As low as $3 a month. You get some video content over there, exclusive content from us, the Conjecturings, Make Every Death Count from Slashcast, obviously. You get the video version over there.
Yeah.
If you guys want to support that, go ahead. We're actually about to record our Patreon episode for March.
Yeah, I want everybody to subscribe to the Patreon because you need to hear my wacky story.
Brandon's saying it's batshit, so, I mean.
Yeah. And I want to go last.
Do
we cover
it. All right, yeah, you can go last. All right, so anything else? Boys?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. Well, this has been episode whatever. It's 80. I'm going to say 85.
I think it's 87.
87? What the fuck, Richard?
86.
86.
Just put it as episode 80-something.
80-something. That's right. Episode 80-something.
We'll just start doing that.
Yeah.
90-something.
We'll be back next week, like we just said, with Prometheus and Alien Covenant. We'll touch on both of those.
Your first time covering two movies in one episode.
I think it'll benefit more, though, if we do it that way.
Yeah, it's easier.
We're also trying to, like, move on to the next thing, too.
Which is not going to be another franchise for probably a minute.
Yeah, probably not.
We're trying to get out of, you know?
Aliens. But yeah, this has been We Came From Beneath the Sea. You know, stay safe, stay spooky, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Sayonara.
Goodbye.